impressive.
Folk on there.
I was, he was like making a mess in there. I kept smelling. All right. You guys like that one? All right. It is 9:23. Do we have a motion to come out of executive session?
I'll make a motion to come out of executive session.
Sharon made the first. Bruce has made the second. Call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries 5-0. I will say, is there any business to come from executive session? No, there is none. All right, so back to, we had finished old business, I believe. We were on to reduction in council member discussion of our new business.
Yeah, well, I can, so where we left it was you guys were going to decide what you want to do, and then we were only then we would research it. So you still need to, I'm telling you that it can be effectuated, right?
Right.
I'm just getting a twist. I'm not going
to help yourself.
Yeah, he's coming over there.
You look like you're nervous while I'm coming at
he
you.
He sees there's twits over there, just so we all know.
I didn't know.
He
ate them all out of there.
That was last meeting was all over there.
So, has anybody given it any thought? Do you want to think about, like, just kind of mull it around a little?
So when we have five, like we do now, and not the other two, mm-hmm. the quorum is then
three.
It's still, yeah.
If we had seven.
The quorum is four. Or no.
Four.
Yeah,
four.
Yeah, we have four.
But if you have six, it's four still.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it have to be an odd number, Mike?
Yes.
Well,
it has to be odd from three for six. So mm-hmm. it is technically yeah. odd, but it's even.
Yes, it's a little bit weird to think about it, but yeah. We still, yeah. We could table it and just kind of mull it around. We're not, there's no election.
We just did
it. Well, you have to get, in order to get it on the ballot, you need to do like a resolution so far, so much in advance.
Oh, we just did the resolution.
Oh, sure.
Maybe
sure.
Okay. March, I just would have to get done.
We'd have to do it by March. Right.
Can it be on any primary, or does it be on a municipal election primary?
It could be on any. And as far as I know, I didn't research it, I just brought it up.
We know it can be done.
And I don't think I have referral code. Hey, look at that.
Oh, hey, there's one.
So I can look while you keep on going.
Okay.
Table it.
Just
I'm
kind
okay
of.
With tabling it
now. Table. I was going to say there's one there. You didn't bring yours. Solvent.
He traveled late today.
I know, he did. He came early, traveled late. I don't know. the next thing was assault for residents. Lori had someone email call, I don't even remember at this point in time, asking if they could come up to the salt bin and take a bucket of salt, I guess. I personally think it's just a bad idea because you might as well just give all 200
yeah,
whatever homes a bucket and tell them to come up here and get salt. So,
I agree.
Nope.
Just continue this.
Next thing I want our snacks and our coffee.
Which we all have.
Our plow, our lawnmower,
our Twix candy bar.
It's not like they don't sell it in small bags you can buy.
Yeah, I mean,
not like that storm wasn't advertised.
Right. Discussion about committee assignments and consolidating committees. Did everybody get a chance to look at that? I know I came up with a list. I kind of shot it up to Lisa and had her. She pared it down a little more. So that's okay. It's good. It's good to have options. Like,
easier.
What are everybody's thoughts? Do you like want to?
Because some of those we don't do much anyway. So
right. Pare it down
the ones
to
that we do.
Three? Yeah. Do you like want to keep? I forget how many I had. Maybe I had four, five.
I think I did.
You had three.
Four.
You had down to three.
Three. Okay, I made three.
Yeah, you made three out of that list.
Well, one being the
events.
Yeah, the events.
Yeah, events. And I ended up putting community development in with that because when I looked at the definition, and I think I shot you back the definition, it kind of like. It was more geared towards pulling your residents in and using their like resources and time. So it was kind of me kind of went together.
I think I put sewer
with
on,
fire safety.
But then I tried to switch it so that the people who were on sewer
kind of stayed together.
Stayed there, but you then became streets. just because like that seemed, and it seems to work because flexibility of time.
Well, and that's what, yeah, and that's what I, when I kind of did it too, I was looking at, you know, you and Karen both are still working, you're kind of airing down work, so it was semi-flexible and flexible. Yeah.
Right. And I went to work today for the first day. Can you tell I'm ready for bed?
You're ready. You're like, yeah. So, I mean, should we just try it with the three for now and then see?
You can't have three because you have a quorum of council.
No. The committee.
Three committees. Well, I was going to say, but some of your committees have three people on it.
They would only have three people on each of these two.
Yeah, but you can't have three right now.
Well, we have two, and then we have a floater that would cover.
Because I had putting a floater in. Yes. Yeah, I had floater.
Yeah, but you can't have three members of council attend a committee meeting.
Because there's two.
Well, because there's only five of us right now.
Because there's only five.
Even though we could do two, but if somebody couldn't make it out of those two, we would throw somebody else on it as a cover.
Like take 15B.
Have a committee meeting with one.
Petition.
I see what he's saying. I didn't think about that.
Because we did two.
Yeah, we could just do two on. And we did, that's kind of how I have it set up. And then, I think, do you have them printed, Joyce? Or what do you have it? Maybe not with him. I thought you had them.
Yeah, no, I didn't print
them. I know that the streets had a floater. It was just Bruce and I on the list. Yeah, do you have it up? It's 2P. It's the same document, just there's two pages. Go to the second page.
P15 is where the board council members.
We would just say, like, for committee one, it was building, street maintenance, fire safety, police, and sewer. Mm-hmm. I had Lisa put Steph and Bruce at a floater, so we just wouldn't have a floater. Mm-hmm. Or we could say if we needed to have a meeting and one of us wasn't available, we just send an email out and say, hey, he's available. Like, we need to have a meeting and somebody needs to be available. Right. And same thing for committee two. And committee three, we'll just say, committee two is budget, finance, insurance, contract, sanitation, grants, personnel, policy, procedure, ordinances, it was Steph, Karen, and Lisa. So then
so it could just
if we need to have a meeting, we'll see who's available.
Yeah,
and then we'll see if it needs to be date, you know.
Or I can still do a grant, whether I'm part of the committee.
Right.
Well, we can have two and an alternate. And then.
Yeah. And same thing for events and development. It was Bruce, Sue, and Lisa. So I think you and Bruce have been going to the, because you've been having some combined meetings with the fire company since it's on the same day. And then when you need to, you pull Sue in.
I think that makes more sense than having the old list than what
it's
we had.
It's just so many. Yeah.
Because we don't address everything every month. And then anyway, some stuff does.
If we decide we're going to leave this and we get seven people, then we go back to the three or.
Okay, we can go back to three.
So I will kind of put that formally on paper. I'll add the other, because on the bottom of the last one, I know we have like the COG appointments and also, I don't know, so we can make that. Okay.
It's 8:18, looks like.
And then for other new business, and it's not on here, and I only discovered it yesterday, and that's why it's not on here. I happened to walk down the sidewalk downtown from one place to another and happened to look over and our borough bathroom door was wide open, heating the entire downtown.
Ooh.
I have no idea how long it was open. The heater is running, the door is open. So I'm going to suggest right now, because obviously there's low traffic downtown this time of year. It's not shoveled around because Fred doesn't have time to shovel around it. Maybe we just close it till April, and then close it for the season, and then reopen it.
Yes, we can't absolutely. We could get a little sign that says "closed for season" to go
I was
over
gonna,
the new bathroom.
I was going to make a little thing to just stick on the door and say "closed until April 1st or something.
Or the sign that's posted "closed for season," because I would be pissed. Pun intended. If I got out, I had to really go to the bathroom and wasted my time.
They'll probably do what I had to clean up behind it the last time. Probably pee your poop behind the bench thing because the door's locked. So yeah, I mean, other than having somebody like check it all the time, but I was like, who knows how long the door's been open.
That means Tammy don't have to clean it.
Right, and I'll just reach out to Tammy, and then I kind of felt
she
bad.
She didn't know that it wasn't.
No, she was there. So when did I see her? She cleaned it Saturday morning this week because I even saw her. Because
so Jim said, that.
What's Tammy doing over at the fire company dumpster? And I realized she was throwing the bag of trash. She just goes over there sometimes because it's just a little bag of trash.
So then in theory, it's only was open 3 days.
So she wasn't even there on Sunday to clean it. So that was yesterday.
So it would have been Saturday.
She cleaned it Saturday. So who knows? Like, and I saw her footprints because it's not even shoveled around. So she had to like be tromping around in the snow down there. So we kind of
so it would have been more than 3 days of heating the world.
Right. I mean, yes, because she was there Saturday. So not like it was forever, but who knows? Like,
but still, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's safety issues and all that stuff.
Yeah, so I think I'll just put a thing closed for season reopening April 1st. And then if the sign gets put up, we'll put a thing on there too.
Like with you reading this now, does it say that it has to go to the court of common?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. It looks like it's not a referendum. It just sent to the court.
And then 5% of the people
registered voters. Yeah.
Is that what I read?
Yeah, it's actually probably easier than a referendum.
Okay.
We'll double check then.
We'll circulate that around. A little food for thought.
That with the QR code.
Yeah, no, I will, because I have that. Mm. I forgot I had made it. We circulated stuff to try to get tenants before, and Heather had made the form. It's on the borough website, and I remember I made the QR code for it. And so when I logged into what I use for QR codes, it was there already. So I just emailed it up to Greg, and he added it to the flyer, and he went around downtown knocking on doors and talking to people. Yeah.
What does the QR code bring you to? The application
the
to
form.
Register?
Yeah, like the form. And then they
form.
Can put their name, address.
Just name, address,
they can
phone
check
number.
Off what things they would like to receive info for.
But it definitely gets their address.
Yes, it's all required. Yeah.
That'll be good for the...
Yeah.
Because I was just working on the newsletter for the next time, and I was thinking, I'll send it to you. I had some draft ideas to...
Yeah, so,
deal with that.
But like,
so
we have a QR code on the bills now that takes them to the payment page. So you just QR code.
I think we need to make
the
landlords responsible for notifying our tenants.
You know, it would help too, putting it in a post office, like you put your
that was one of my
garbage thing there, put something like that there for people.
The QR code. Yeah. Well, I know he put the notice from last weekend. It's on the pool. I forgot to take it down because I said put one in the post office, and he did. It was in there. Yes.
I think that would be. That's another way.
Yes, it's good. Some it gets some people.
Put something out.
Yeah, it gets some people.
Tenants should see that more than the landlords doing it or that they follow up on it.
They're not. Yeah.
Okay. Because a lot of the tenants have PO boxes, huh?
Yep. Downtown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when they fill it out, where does it go?
That's what I, because you haven't gotten
it. I haven't gotten anything.
So I'm actually going to, and who knows, maybe nobody used it.
Right, but
they did, so, because you haven't said anything.
No.
So I'm going to log into the borough website, like the HostGator side of it, and see where they're going.
All right, 50.
I mean, maybe
right, they stacked up there or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to.
A box full.
Yeah, like the whole, they're all sitting there. Right?
They're wondering why they didn't get their notice.
Right, they're wondering why they didn't get added. So, but anyway, is there any other new business?
The only thing I have was the Wild Scenic Lower Delaware is March 26, 10 a.m. It's an online event that.
March
26.
Okay.
That Tara brought up. I wasn't sure about the date.
All right, any public non agenda?
It looks like
you want some paper money?
No, it looks like that you take it to the court of common pleas to get the reduction.
I think the start is you need like 5% of your population, but that was changed in 2024.
Oh, really?
The Act 2. They streamlined the process a little bit.
Okay. How do you know? Were you a borough one time or something?
Just used AI.
Oh, did you? Well, okay.
Yeah.
If that goes to the court of common pleas and they'll assess it down.
Okay.
Oh. All right. Well, food for thought.
Which 5% of the registered, well, maybe it's less. What would be 5% of registered electors?
Well, 10% of registered voters?
Yeah.
I don't know what our registered voters
50
are.
50 people.
50
voters? there's 245 elected people or people registered to vote.
Registered to vote.
So say 250.
So that's
10% is 25.
So 50 people.
No, sorry.
13. It'd be 13 people.
12 and a half, actually.
We're cutting in half.
Watch out, Hubert.
Jeez, the people in this room could start the process if I was president.
Yes. So, hearing slot. All right. If there's no not on agenda public comment, we did our executive session. Our next meeting is tentatively right now February 23rd. We will adjourn 9:39. Who wants to make the first? Don't all rush.
I will. I've got to go to bed, guys.
Karen,
I'm going to bed.
And here's the seconding. All in favor, signify by saying aye.